House lawmakers have approved a temporary patch for the Highway Trust Fund. The fund's been running low on cash, which could have brought many road improvement projects to a standstill as early as next month. President Obama has endorsed the temporary fix, even though he says what's really needed is a long-term funding solution.
Congress shouldn't pat itself on the back for averting disaster for a few months, kicking the can down the road for a few months.
The House legislation provides $11 billion to keep that road in a little better shape between now and next May. NPR's Scott Horsley reports much of that money would come from a budget maneuver called pension smoothing.
If you've never heard of pension smoothing, don't feel bad. Neither had any of the tourists we spoke with outside the Capitol, including Marie Suggs, Franklin Ellis, and Lisa and Sam Verhoeven.
No, I've never heard of the term pension smoothing. Have you?
I've heard of pension increasing.
Make it easier to get your pension. I don't know if that's it or not.
Is that like rounding up to the next highest number, smoothing everything out? I don't know.
And again, it's pension smoothing, not a pension smoothie.
Actually, pension smoothie might be a more accurate name for this. Take the fruit of a tax-averse political culture, some nutty government accounting, a frozen legislative process, and throw them all in the congressional blender.
A cynic would say it smooths out the requirement for legislative decisions.
Len Berman is a professor at Syracuse and director of the Tax Policy Center here in Washington.
There was a time when policymakers were basically willing to just say, okay, you want these services, you can pay for them. And now they're saying, you want these services, they're really popular, and we'll pretend to pay for them with smoke and mirrors.
Here's how the smoke and mirrors work in this case. Congress tweaks its formula so companies that offer traditional pensions don't have to put as much money aside for future retirees. That makes the companies look more profitable in the short run, so they pay higher taxes, nearly $6.5 billion more over the next decade. Over the longer term, of course, those companies may have to make up those pension payments, so years from now, the government's tax revenues could shrink. That's far enough in the future, though, that it doesn't count in today's congressional scorekeeping. Berman says lawmakers are spending the extra tax money now without thinking about the future.
It's a terrible deal all around. Basically, what they're doing with this pension smoothing is they're borrowing the money from American companies, and they're basically making a really risky loan because by those companies making smaller payments to their pensions, they're more likely to have their pension plans go bust.
If that happens, both taxpayers and retirees could pay a price for the short-term highway fix. Experts say there's room for debate over how companies' pensions contributions should be calculated. James Klein, who represents big employers as president of the American Benefits Council, argues there's little danger in the smoothing formula for future retirees, but he admits Congress got there in a roundabout way.
I'd like to believe that the change is based upon an understanding of the need for stable pension funding. I suspect that as much as anything else, that it's based upon the fact that it gets scored as a revenue raiser and therefore can be used to offset other expenses.
The House bill also relies on extended customs fees and money set aside for LUST, that's leaking underground storage tanks, to fill the hole in the Highway Trust Fund, at least temporarily. Watchdog Maya McGinnis of the Committee for a Responsible Federal Budget says lawmakers would be better off steering clear of such tricks.
There are plenty of options, whether you want to raise taxes, cut some transportation spending, or do a little bit of both to actually finance this highway spending in a reasonable and honest, straightforward way.
So far, though, a Senate proposal that would fix the trust fund permanently with higher gasoline taxes has stalled. On the bright side, at least our Capitol tourists, Sam and Lisa Verhoeven, have learned a new phrase, pension smoothing.
Sounds mellow and nice,
pension
but...
smoothing.
It sounds like it's a budget gimmick.
Yeah, absolutely sounds like a budget gimmick.
Just don't let this ice-cold gimmick give you a brain freeze. Scott Horsley, NPR News, Washington.